Today we're in John chapter 11. And remember the story, Mary, Martha, and Lazarus. And Lazarus has died, and Jesus is on his way. Martha, keeping in step with her personality, goes to the edge of town to be with Jesus alone. She doesn't want the professional mourners to come with her. She needs a moment of privacy with just her and the Lord. You know, Martha oftentimes gets a bad rap, since what we normally hear of her is that she was too busy with doing the dishes and dusting, and she didn't make time to sit at Jesus' feet like Mary did in a previous episode. But listen to these words of faith from Martha. "Lord, if you would have been here, my brother would not have died. But even now I know that whatever you ask from God, God will give you." These words, they're not a scathing rebuke from Martha to Jesus. She's not blaming him from Lazarus' death. She's simply stating her belief in the incredible power of Jesus and that even though he wasn't there, that it didn't shake her faith in who Jesus is. She still confesses and believes that Jesus has a special relationship to God. She's not even asking for Jesus to do something right then. She's simply confessing her abiding faith in Jesus. And so Jesus responds in turn, "Your brother will rise again." Now, if Martha's previous words would have been a request for Jesus to do something miraculous, then what Jesus says here should have excited Martha, right? But it doesn't. And that's what lets us know that Martha was not making a request of Jesus, but simply stating faith in him. And to Jesus, she responds correctly, biblically, doctrinally sound, "I know that he will rise again in the resurrection on the last day." That's what a good Jew is supposed to say. But this is where the text gets revealing. Jesus says that the resurrection is not so much an abstract event that will take place in the future, but it is an absolute reality about Jesus' identity. He is the resurrection and he is the life. Jesus anchors the certainty of Lazarus' resurrection in the last day to himself. Jesus is making a phenomenal claim here. He's not just claiming that he has power to raise the dead, but that he himself is life. Martha, you thought that the resurrection of the dead was an event in the future, at the end of the age when the Messiah would come. But what I'm telling you right now is that that day has arrived. I am the resurrection and the life. I am that long-awaited Messiah, and resurrection and new life is in me. Abundant life, the life of God in the soul of man, is available right now because life is not an energy source within ourselves, but it's in Jesus who indwells his people. And when we have Jesus, we have eternal life of unbroken fellowship with him. That's what Jesus is saying to Martha, and it's what he's saying to me, and it's what he's saying to all believers. And that's the truth he's holding out to all skeptics, scoffers, and unbelievers, to see Jesus as life for you. Turn from everything that you seek as your life and turn to Christ for your life. Jesus, with his words, is revealing himself to be life itself and able to give eternal life, his life, to any and all who trust in him. And the question is, do you believe this? Are you in possession of this life? Or maybe better yet, is this life in possession of you? Have you experienced the spiritual resurrection that only comes from Jesus Christ? How do you respond to his words today? If you're a believer, when you pray today, please pray for Tommy Rose and his family, our missionaries in Mexico. And also remember the Telugu Life Word broadcast that's heard in India.